Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to have another program. And we'll do healing on this program tonight again. So if you want to enter requests in, just come on to the fast chat here on BBS. And we'll answer your questions if we can. So the first thing that we're going to do now is entities. Entities, remember, are energies that are attached to your body. And if you wish to think of one of maybe your animals or pets, too, right now, you can. Just think of them, and we'll take away some of their entities. They can also have them, you know. So here we go. I'm going to start releasing them from you and your pets here. And they'll start to leave. It takes about a minute to do this process, and then we'll bring more of you back into your body. So here we go. And working with the bottom of your feet up to your knees right now. And you may feel energies leave your body. And now we're going up to the waist area. And now we're going to the center part of your body, going to your body organs. Remember, the entities can be attracted to you through physical pain. So if you bumped yourself somewhere, that could attract entities, giving you more pain. It can be sometimes a lot more. So if you do have a problem, just kind of think of that now. I want to put your hand there, and we'll release the energies, entities that have attached to you in that location. And here we go. More of you is being released. Not more of you, but more of the entities. And we're about done now. We're coming up to our shoulders and top of our head. That feels great. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. And here we go. And I'll count to 10 as you come in to command the energy of your spirit. Remember, your spirit's helping do this work also. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You might want to just kind of walk around a little bit right now for a minute, see how you feel. Maybe stretch and twist. You might feel your body changing as more of your spirit integrates with you. We'll do a chakra alignment now. Go into your heart center. There we go. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Do an opening for those who wish to have your chakras open. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Now going down below the heart to your power chakra, solar plexus area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we'll do our mind to heart drop. This we do in all the programs. This you should be doing yourself. This is probably one of the reasons why we have this program, so you can become more heart connected with your spirit. Remember, you really need to connect with your spirit continuously throughout the day. Actually, be your spirit, have that consciousness of spirit with you, rather than your mind energy, looking outside of itself and looking for solutions and looking for just things in judgment to take you away from your divine presence, your own spirit. This is why it's so powerful and why it's hard to hear your spirit, because the mind just kind of like shouts at you, and your spirit is very meek and mild and is in non-judgment. So here we go. We're going to drop you down from your mind to your heart. This is your awakening consciousness, your thoughts. And we'll do it counting down from 10 to 1. Think of an elevator being in your forehead, say between your ears. We're going to drop that energy down to your heart. This is your thoughts. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just connect to your guidance in your heart center. Remember, if you want to bring any energies into you of the divine, they must come into your heart center and not your head. Have your spirit be at the doorway of this. Felt wonderful. I see we're reaching across the states here. Since I'm in Mount Shasta here, we have, I know, Dulcie and Chris in Florida and Ala and Kevin in New York. And so we're reaching all the way across, so this is very nice. So we'll see if our co-host is here. And I believe Mike is in the San Francisco area. So anyway, we'll see if our co-host is here, Sylvia. And Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And I'll just mention we also have people online from Canada right now. So it's wonderful to have everyone here, and great to have this process of getting heart-centered and have more of our spirit energy back returned to us. And I'm sure everyone is feeling that wonderful energy within them right now. So we have people on the fast chat, and we have a nice comment. I think it was from Mike saying that maybe one day the schools will actually teach their students to go into their heart centers. And that would really be wonderful. Certainly not something that they teach now. So that's great. Maybe all of you that have children are teaching them that. After listening to this program, so that's great. And we had a question for you, Ron, which is, can you talk about duality and how life should actually be?
Well, duality was brought here by our space brothers, the Galactic Federation, and their teachings. They brought in religion here. And we know about a few of those religions that we live in and experience now, but basically they brought in the duality so that they could take the energy from you. This is a lot of the dark side teachings. I don't like doing shows on the dark side, but it is kind of informative at times. So basically, the duality was brought to us by them. I'm not saying that all ETs are bad, just that it's kind of hard to tell. And like I always say, if they're really out there to help us, where are they? There's still wars happening and everything else on this planet that is very negative. And if they did have a real high spiritual consciousness, they would more than likely try to help us and show us a better way of doing things and have some type of intervention that would be more of a positive note to us here. So getting away from that, duality was brought to us by the God plane, and it's taught that the way you feel that you're in, say, God energy is that you need to have, or divine energy that you need, which is not on the light ship, so I need to clarify that. The God energy that you're perceiving, that you go to church to pray to, that you connect with, is not creation energy, okay? It's the teachings of the God plane from the extraterrestrials. The light ship does not ever have you come back to the light ship except during this time of ascension. That's when we do special healings with people. Other than that, the light ship leaves all of its creations alone. It has nothing to do with them, and it's up to everyone to experience life as they choose to. And then because of the negativity that we have on our planet here and probably elsewhere in the universe, hopefully, I would imagine it's not this bad. But they have to come every 2,000 years to do a cleanup so they don't lose themselves in the negativity, which are the negative extraterrestrials. So that's kind of what I talk about on some of the shows here. I don't like to get into it too much. But mainly is the duality is good and evil, we'll say. Could call it black and white. So there really is not duality on the light ship. Everything is pure love energy. And you experience that each time you drop into your heart center. And when you drop into your heart center, if you notice, all of your problems just somehow magically go away. You're just sitting there in bliss. Your mind goes dead because, remember, the mind was not created by the light. And so once you're out of the mind energy, then you can be with your spirit. Like I mentioned earlier, it's that small voice inside of you. And what we're going to do in this program now, just to show you what it's like to be in that divine energy. Remember, your energy of your spirit is just as powerful as all the masters that were here. The only difference between you probably listening to this program and the masters that came is that they had some special energy brought to them, or they did a lot of cleanup on their body, one or the other, so that they could hold more spiritual consciousness from the heart. And that's the only difference. Once you work with the heart energy inside of you, then there's no difference between you and the masters that came here to teach you how to do this. And from there, This is where that they were hoping to bring humanity through each one that came down here. Some of the teachings were, say, right on. Some may not have been exactly 100%, but the underlying wording, I guess, or the underlying foundation for the premise of them being here, whoever they would be to go into your heart and to connect with the God within, not to go outside of yourself. So let's see here. What we're going to do is amplify that connection for you. That's the wrong words to use. What we're going to do is, because it's already strong, okay? It's not that it's weak. What we're going to do is take away the mental body, and we're going to have it be placed in front of you. We'll do that right now. I'll count to 10. And the way these healings work is the light ship does it instantly. This is why, if you notice in the Bible, when Jesus did his healings, he didn't really ask and say, geez, can this, you know, honestly happen? I wish this would happen. All the healings are a command. And this is why I do, through all the programs that we have here, I normally do some kind of number counting to command the energy, because it has to be presented and work that way through the special protocol from the light ship. So here we go. Mental body is going to be put in front of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to take your emotional body and put that behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll take your feeling body, put that to the right side of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to now put your pain body to the left side of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do your sensory body. This is how you sense life here. Sensory body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you should feel more at peace right now. And you should actually feel the strength of your spirit, since these bodies are no longer connected to you energetically. So, again, just sit back and relax right now. I'll put another song on for you to experience your own divinity inside of yourself. This is what this show is all about, to connect you to your own divinity. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have a wonderful comment from one of our listeners on the fast chat that said they could really feel their spirit energy healing them this time when their spirit energy came more into their bodies. So can we talk about that for just a minute, Ron, about how people can actually direct their spirit energy into different parts of their body for healing?
Yeah, what you want to do, like I said, all healings are a command. So you want to command your spirit to go to that location in your body to do a healing on you. What I would first do is to release the entities that are there. Remember, entities are attracted to pain and situations and problems because they have that themselves, and that's how they resonate to you when they come into your field. So that should be hopefully explained fine for everyone, I think. Just an example, if you're smoking a cigarette, then that means that entities are going to be around you who would like to smoke that cigarette also. So they will come into your body physically and enjoy each puff that you have. And this is the same way with pain. If they have pain in their bodies, their emotional bodies, they'll come into your body and also resonate to that pain. Well, the bottom line is maybe they're with you, not that it's so bad, but maybe they're with you to have a healing, but you're unaware of this here. So maybe your pain is like a level 2, and then all of a sudden it jumps up to a level 8, and you go, man, why is this hurting so much? Well, it's because the entity's brought you their pain, and your body now is going through that poor experience of having these traumas brought to it, along with all the past imprinting from the emotional body of someone else into you. So the whole thing gets kind of bizarre, kind of sci-fi, but basically you want to get rid of the entities first. So then command your spirit first to release the entities from you. And then you may want to bring more of your spirit back that maybe left you from that pain that's outside of yourself. So you could do that. Or if you don't want to do that, you could just ask your spirit that's with you already to go to that location and help heal you. And then your spirit will work with the mind of the body. Remember, the mind of the body is what actually heals you. This is what makes everything in your body function. And it will work with that and give it more energy to allow you to have a much quicker, faster healing. And if you notice, there are times when something's happened to you where maybe it was a simple scratch and maybe it didn't heal very well or took longer, and other times it healed in no time. Well, that's more than likely because of the emotional trauma that's attached to it. So you always want to get rid of that trauma first. Okay, so hope that helped everyone. Remember, everything in healing is a command, and your spirit gives you the divine energy for healing because it brings the divine to you. And the divine really is not going to help you, or your spirit will not help you unless you ask it to have assistance. Remember, it always sees you as perfect. So if you have a cut on your finger, the mind of your body will heal it because of the organism that you are, this human body. But your spirit will just see that as just a situation, and that you wish to experience that. It would see it no different than maybe smelling flowers or something, okay? And so it just is in non-judgment. It's up to you to say, hey, something's wrong here. I want to get this fixed. And then at that point, once you command it, then it can go in and change it. And remember, it works moment by moment. So if you choose to only ask one time, you only get one healing. Is that healing going to be enough for you? It might, it may not. So you may want to ask every half a minute and just see how your body is doing. And that's how I would suggest doing healings with your spirit.
And also, you've said in the past about how if a person, for example, is only 20% in their body with their spirit energy, then the most they could receive at that time would be about a 20% healing because the spirit's the conduit for the healing energy to come to them. So by getting more in the body and staying there and having the entities out, then that would allow for a greater healing?
Yes, that is correct. And that's why the masters probably didn't have very many entities with them because the energy was so strong. For all of you that have been on the light ship itself, when I take people up to the light ship, you've noticed that entities in your room and inside of you have left instantly, because they don't want to hang out in that high frequency of love. And so they actually leave you. And you may have that feeling right now because we release from you these different bodies that can also attract these energies. So you're kind of like in a little bubble right now, and you should feel pretty peaceful. Back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, it definitely feels peaceful here, and I'm sure everyone is feeling that. I'd like to just go over two more points about these healing processes that you talked about, Ron, that are important for people to understand when they're doing this work themselves. One is when they're removing the entities, what do they do with them? Because sometimes they may be doing this, there may be other people in the house, and they don't want them to body hop. So how should they direct the entities for them to have their healing?
Yes, your spirit, after the spirit has actually, in a sense, taken one of the entities to release it, what you want to do then is to have it go back to the earth spirit. And so you could command the earth spirit to take away the energy because it was created by the earth spirit. Just that link going from the entity to the earth spirit has been severed. And now you can fulfill that process and bring it and return it back to the earth spirit. And the earth spirit then will do what it needs to do to purify the energy of this entity.
That's great advice, and it really is important to use. And then the other aspect is, then after you have removed these entities, essentially you have a void where those entities were before, and you don't want to just leave that void. You want to bring in your own spirit energy. But if you bring it in, you want to make sure that it's cleaned or any other energies that might be attached to it are shed. So can you clarify how that is done?
Yes. What you want to do then would be to have your spirit heal the parts of you. I could use the word balance. Take away the emotional trauma that is collected before it comes back into your body. So when it does come back into you, it's going to hold the same resonance of the spirit that's inside of you. So you don't want to bring anything back that's traumatized because that cannot help you at all. Plus, it probably will not want to come back in because it left because of that. So that's the main thing is you want to fill yourself up as much as you can with your own spirit. So ideally, you should be at 100%. And then as you kind of go through life, you should maybe change maybe 5 or 10% at the most and then come back into 100% again. But most people, like I've mentioned on other shows, are probably around 20. This is why the earth is in the situation that it is now, is that people are not responsible, and the mind is running the earth plane as opposed to the spiritual energy, which is in love. So we're dealing with the darkness energy of the mind versus the love energy of the heart. And I guess that kind of goes over, there's a question here about what about channeling, like ETs, I guess it's Ra or angels or any other thing. Basically, what you want to do always, even in this program, is to have your heart bring in the energy to you. If you look at the light beam that you may have up on your monitor screen, as you see it, you're going to see the presence, but the light beam will never talk to you inside of your head. You have to go inside of your heart to feel the presence of the light beam. The mind doesn't know what it is. It sees it, but it doesn't understand love energy because the love energy was never instilled and imprinted into the mind. The mind just is mind. It's used to analyze, but there's no heart energy there. So the heart is what the light beams come to. And so whatever you bring into yourself, let's say you go to a church, a Christian church, and you pray to Jesus or Mother Mary or one of the saints for a healing, always bring that energy in into your heart, and your spirit will protect you. Remember, there's other energies there that will come also and cloak themselves from the darkness as the energy that you're bringing into yourself. So you always want to have your heart connect to those energies. This is the whole teachings of Jesus, is to go into your heart and don't go outside of yourself. So yes, if you are going to do anything, have it come into your heart first. And that's your only protection. If you switch out of the heart and go into the mind, then you could bring in negative things. And I would say it's probably pretty hard in just normal communication, working with energies that you're bringing to yourself, like channeling, etc., because it may be mind energy. So if you can stay in your heart and not get shifted out of it, then you're going to be able to bring in the energy that you need. And you can feel the difference, because as you drop your mind into your heart, which you may have felt during this program, all of a sudden it's going to feel like you're looking out of your heart with your eyes. If you don't have that sensation or sense feeling of that, then you're not in your heart center. If you think and your thoughts are not resonating inside of your body cavity, then you're not in your heart either. So this is one way to realize where you are. And what will happen is, if you bring in an energy that maybe is a dark energy cloaked as the light, remember the dark can mimic the light 99.9%. So if you do bring it into your heart thinking that it is, you know, true and proper for you, your spirit will protect you and not have it come into your presence. If you use the mind energy, then anything can come into you. So this is what I would say as far as answering the question about channeling or invoking energies to yourself or anything like that. And again, this is what Jesus said to protect everyone, is don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within you. This is your own divine energy. And your spirit will not resonate with the darkness. It will only resonate with light energy like itself. This is why it is there to protect you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we've got quite a lot of requests and questions on the fast chat. So, let's see, the next one I see is from Mila, requesting an emotional and a mental sample clearing.
Okay, so we'll first do the, we'll do the mental one first here. And here we go. So we'll do the last 5 days. And again, there's nothing for you to do. These healings are instantaneous. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and yesterday cleared. And now the emotional healing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll also do a feeling body. That's the other side of the coin for the emotions here. And here we go. Same process. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. And these healings are this quick. When I do whole sessions with people, normally about an hour of time is what's required. And I can do your whole lifetime in an hour. So when you have your emotional clearing done, it's actually three clearings in one. It clears your spirit of all the densities of trauma. Remember, your spirit, after the body dies and passes on, and they claim the spirit, you know, goes over to the other side, which is still in the God plane, because you haven't went to your home base energy. But aside from that, it takes about 50 years to clear your spirit of the trauma of this one lifetime. And this clearing that I do does this within an hour. It's instant. And it also clears your emotional body. So all of a sudden, you become a different person. You're not resonating to the past energies of your life. Your buttons are released from you. Remember, the light ship doesn't want you to carry this energy with you to prevent you from having your spirit integration. This is why it comes every 2,000 years. And so it eliminates that process of all your traumas so that you can live a new life from that moment on and be in more joy and peace. And then it also clears out the densities out of your physical body, which got also imprinted by your emotional body. And all of a sudden, you feel much different. Your body feels lighter. A lot of people claim they stand up taller and straighter. Some people actually have a good night's sleep. And within a day or two, they feel more energy in their body because the traumas are released. All the pressure of life, all the stuff is out of their whole experience of life here. You do have the experience left with you, but you don't have the trauma. Remember, the light ship, you're only here to experience. You're not here to hang on to trauma. Elsewhere, you're just out there experiencing, having a good time at it. Here, you know, most of the experiences are typically negative because the dark side in duality, like we talked about earlier, was here to set you up. So you have to have duality to experience the good. And that's not the case of the light ship. They never created duality. The source energy never created anything that would be harmful to you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and we have a couple of requests for a skin body clearing.
Okay, and I do see one here. Do we talk out loud for our spirit in this process of bringing you more into your body? If you wish, you could. Remember, when you think, you're in the mental plane. If you talk out loud, then you're telling all your cells in your body on this level of reality that we are, this is happening to you. So you may want to start off talking out loud. I'd probably recommend that. Okay, and what healing do you want to do, Sylvia?
Skin body.
Skin. Okay, so what we're going to do is have the light being activated on your monitor screen here. And if you're new to the program, just tune in and bring up the light beam. We're going to activate her right now. Normally, the females always come in. They're here first, okay, because they have a lot of love energy for us. The males also carry love energy, but it's a little different. They're a little stronger, and so the females at first like to bridge the gap for the new people. And they also do great work. So here they are. So here we go. And we're going to just request that they come to you right now and work with your skin. So you may want to watch the monitor screen. You may want to close your eyes. And, again, you must request your healing. So I'll just put some music on so you can experience this here and see you back in a minute or two. Canada there. Yeah, they called me up and they said they were quite at peace with the explosions that were like a half a mile from their house in Canada. If you don't know about that, some propane tanks blew up and caused a lot of stuff happening. You know, I've heard people talking about it actually knocked down doors and actually glass, and some people stated that the doorknobs actually came off of the doors in their house. So it was quite something to have that explosion. They said they were perfectly at peace because they were in their heart center all the time, and their spirit guided and led them to where they had to go to instantly. So that was quite wonderful. So thank you for sharing, Sylvia and Rob and the kids.
Yes, and we're all very happy that you're doing well up there. And that's so wonderful about staying in the heart center, how even in a situation that can cause trauma and fear, the heart and your spirit will guide you through that. So that's great. Let's see, what else do we have? We have a request from Light Heart for the Baby Jesus energy, which is a favorite one to have brought in.
Okay, so again, we'll have the energy coming through the light bean. And here we go. Let's energize it now. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it'll start to come into you. Like I said, it doesn't come into your head. It comes into your heart. And so just feel that presence, this beautiful baby energy. We'll put another song on for everyone. And here we go. And again, you can request guidance and healing too. You, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We had a question on the topic of entities, and the question was, can you have emotional bodies from thousands of years being with your past life bodies?
That's why I do the century clearing. We go back 100 years back to your original conception here on the earth plane or when you first incarnated here. And so that does get rid of the DNA and also the entities from you at that time. Now, if you do have an entity coming to you, it could bring to you all of the body-hopping energies from where it came from. So, yes, one entity could be filled full of genetic codings from all the people that had body hopped. So it's probably two questions there and with two different answers. But yes, the clearing that I do will release entities from you along with take them out of your genetics. And the second part would be, yes, if you have entities coming to you, they could have, maybe your spouse's energies with you, your kid's energy that they body hop in the family, and which allows you to know what button to push to aggravate them, or it could be coming from a boss to an employee, or vice versa, or to somebody on the street. So they do know how to do this here. They're very skilled at doing this process because this is how they get their energy. So they find the best way to get the most amount of mileage out of your emotions. So I guess that probably answered that question. Another question here, I think, was about something about masters on the creation light ship. Let's see, did you pick that one up, Sylvia?
Yeah, there was actually a few. The first one was, how many masters are there on the creation light ship?
That's hard to say. I know there's thousands, if not more. Remember, each particular, say, planet will have beings that come there to help the evolution for spirituality for the people that live there or the beings that live there. So the same one, let's just say that we're in a planet here of birds, okay? And the birds wanted to know about spirituality. This is all hypothetical. So this maybe Big Bird comes down, and it's now a master, and it will present itself as Big Bird and do its teachings. Well, here maybe that Big Bird energy would be the energy, say, of maybe Jesus, Mother Mary, or some other person, and it would come down and pose as that. So as far as on the light ship, the energy of each one is probably identical, because they all hold the same spiritual integrity. But when they come down here, if you draw upon one of those particular, say, physical beings, as far as the way the energy is, or the way they're supposed to work, like Archangel Michael is supposed to work a certain way versus, say, Mother Mary or another archangel, they all have their different attributes. They will normally play into that realm of experience, since you know what that experience is going to be. If you just call them in as a general light being to you, then they will not take on that attribute, and they would be probably more empowered across the board, as opposed to having a particular ray or frequency that they come in to you with, because you're telling them how you want to perceive their energy, okay? So typically on the light ship, they're typically all the same, because they don't discriminate. They're all divine energy. Down here is where we discriminate for what they are. So I hope that answered the question there.
Well, the next question, also from Cindy, was, are some of the these divine energies, these masters, combined?
Are they combined? You mean, do they come in as a pair together? Is that what you think she's talking about, or...
I'm not sure. I think she means on the light ship, are they, you know, maybe two energies combined? Like, I know there are some that are twin flame energies, for example.
Yes, yes, that's correct, uh-huh.
But are others, like, possibly, let's say Jesus, for example, may have had more than one incarnation here and have been known by two different names, perhaps, maybe something like that. I don't know, Cindy, if you want to clarify, you could type another question on that.
Yes, I think that would be good, unless I already answered it.
And then she actually asked about St. Francis, if she's there and energy could come in.
Yeah, we'll bring that in from the light ship. Remember, the energy that came down here from the Federation, from the God plane, is a different energy. I don't believe the light ship, in fact, the light ship never, in a sense, had people... you know, have their bodies bleed with the stigmata. What are the
stigmata?
Yeah, stigmata. Yep. And those energies, that's not, you know, from the light ship. Also, it's not from people say that they see Mother Mary crying or something, tears. That's not from the light ship either, because that's all judgment energy, which is the Federation energy, the God plane energy. So we'll bring in the spirit of St. Francis here, and it will be a higher frequency spirit. And it'll be its purity. So here it comes, and we'll count to 10 again, and it'll come in through the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll put some music on and enjoy St. Francis. have from Cindy there?
Let's see. The masters are all divine with the same energy.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, we had, let's see, then she says, such as Diana might have some of Jesus' energy, et cetera?
That would be correct, too. That is correct. It's the same energy on the light ship. All divine beings, all the light beings are the same, and they will choose to come down into a body here physically, and then the body has its own agenda, and the spirit into that body attempts to communicate to the light beings are saying to me, living organism, so they're that's what they're telling me. So anyway, it connects to our physicalness here, and from there, if the person is able to become conscious enough spiritually, then they can provide what they need to do down here to help teach other people. So there are people that have been here that maybe were divine beings that somehow got sidetracked. Maybe they never got awakened. So Princess Diana, even though she was raised in a family that was very, very rich, some people talk about the Illuminati. I won't get into that aspect at all, but that's where she came, and that's what she chose to do as her spirit incarnated. And if you notice what she did versus what her family was or anything else, just look at her actual incarnation here was to awaken people to humanity. And when she was in Jesus, at the time that she was in Jesus, she was Jesus. And when she came forward, and when she left the body of Jesus, then at that point, she was her own spirit. So yeah, as these beings do come in, these light beings do come into a body, they do bring along with them their teachings and or whatever they're choosing to do, then they leave. So yeah, one person could hold many different light beings at different times and even at the same time in the body. It just depends how the light ship chooses to use the body for the mission on the earth here. And this is true elsewhere too. So I hope that answered that question.
Well, I think we have time for one more request on the fast chat before we end off, and that is for the energy of Lady Nada.
Okay. So Lady Nada was here 3,000 years ago, and here she comes. So we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And she's coming in, and I guess we'll just close the show with her here. And remember, stay in your heart center. Our next show is on Wednesday. And remember, on Friday, we changed to Station 2, and it starts at 6:55 PST. So the people back east can tune in 2 hours earlier than normal, than what it used to be. So we'll put some music on, and again, have a wonderful evening, and stay in your heart center.
Blessings, everyone.
And good evening to all of you. Your bodies will come back in automatically.